Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To get some action tonight. Third down and goal. To the end zone. Touchdown! Again, Alec Pierce.
Philip Rivers, at 44 years of age, definitely had some moments last night. That game began like it was just going to be a track meet with he and Brock Purdy trading touchdown drives, but the Colts just could not handle San Francisco, and Rivers ended up throwing a game. So they were down 14, maybe. He throws the pick six, and that's all she wrote. And I kind of feel like we got maybe a little of everything yesterday, because when it was announced 2 weeks ago that he was coming back, you know, I'm 60. Somebody 44 playing NFL football is compelling.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, can he do it? I'm kind of curious to see it. And you kind of feel like a ghoul not rooting for him, right, to an extent. So, boy, you know, thoughts and prayers. I hope this goes well. But mostly in the back of my mind, I was like, this should not work.
No.
You should not be able to, you know, sit out for retire for 5 years, have grandchildren, and walk back in and just be able to go win games in the NFL. So, and he's 0-2. I mean, they were close for a while yesterday, very close last week in Seattle, but still lost. And that was reflected in what he had to say after the game. Like, he's wrestling with how much fun he's having being back and playing and just sort of going through the process, the practice week, and studying and getting ready and all that, and then actually playing. But I think he said last night, you know, I got to check myself because I was brought here to win.
Yeah.
And we're not winning. And so that's tough. But I feel like it's been proven that it is hard. Like, right, he did some very good things.
He kept them in a game.
Someone of any age, I think.
I mean, he put up 30 points, 25, 24 points against an NFL defense in kind of a back and forth game for 3-ish quarters.
Right.
And, like, you know, not for nothing, if their defense could have stopped a nosebleed,
right,
they might have been, they would have been in that game.
That's kind of what is maybe the most sad about it, is you probably objectively could look at what he did for them in both of these games. Although, I mean, they were in the teens last week in Seattle, so it's not like the defense left them down there.
But that is just, that's a remarkably good defense.
But the defense is what let them down last night, Really? I mean, they gave up 48, whatever they gave up. They got clobbered.
Yeah, they got smoked.
There was a pick six in there, too, but that's, that was...
And not for nothing.
Rivers.
Maybe one of the worst backfire trade deadline all-in I've ever seen.
So quickly.
So quickly.
Right? Did Daniel Jones fracture his leg?
That week.
Right away? Yes. As soon as they made that trade, and then the Achilles, and yeah. You know who's sitting pretty? I mean, maybe he'll tell you all about it tomorrow and Friday when Mike is back. I'll be away, and I don't think you'll be here with him. But he got on the Colts not making the playoffs before any of this happened.
Yeah.
He just sort of forecasted, looking at their schedule even, assuming even still health, that they were going to crash and burn, and they have
crashed and burned.
Pretty much crashed and burned.
Yeah.
So any time that was spent worrying about whether they were for real or not has gone away.
And I still think if they have a competent quarterback, that's a very – if they have Daniel Jones still at full health, that's a real offense. I mean, three receivers that I would take any one of on my team. I think Pittman is – grossly underrated as a player. Pierce is going to get the Brinks truck back. He's going to be a $20+ million a year receiver next year. And Josh Downs is a underrated slot receiver. And by the way, they've got a first round tight end that's also a stud. Oh, and maybe the second best running back in football. That is no wonder Daniel Jones, did all right to start this year. And no wonder Philip Rivers at the ripe old age of 44, the grandfather, walked in and thinking okay, I can work with this. I mean, this is probably the best group of receivers and weapons that Philip Rivers has had in his career. That is a very good offense. If their defense, which is why I think you could have sold yourself at the time if you were a Colts fan, that trading for a true number one corner made a ton of sense. It kind of checked the final box for you as a team, thinking you were knocking on the Super Bowl door. I think it's a cautionary tale of when going all in is appropriate. And if you have Josh Allen, going in all in is appropriate. If you have Joe Burrow, going in all in is appropriate. But when you have a roster that is very dependent on, and not for nothing, the, running backs matter committee has taken a shot the last couple of weeks without them having a legitimate quarterback. Jonathan Taylor went from averaging 6 yards a carry to 3. So without the quarterback, everything is a little harder there in Indianapolis. But I think they're a cautionary tale of you don't do what they did without a better foundation in place.
I was willing to say that before Jones got hurt. Even.
Yeah.
That, right? Because you mentioned, doing it with Allen, do it with Burrow. I mean, anyone could get hurt. So, that could blow up in your face at any moment, right? If the Bills had made a trade for Jaylen Waddle, and it included what was the stumbling block reportedly, that Bean didn't want to give up this coming April's first, but he was willing to go with 27, their first round pick of 27, and Miami balked at that. If he had decided to do that, and something happened to Josh Allen, you're in the same situation. But banking on Daniel Jones on seven good
games.
Weeks of football
never
seemed like a real sound business decision to me. So I think they kind of got, I don't want to say, I think they got what they deserved. They went out onto the ice hoping it would hold, and they fell in.
I also think, I don't want to necessarily, in their defense a little bit here, is most teams are too scared to do what they did.
Right.
I commend them for not being, and a little of it I think is the, and not necessarily in a bad way, but the ignorance of, Ursay's daughters, coming in and saying, hey, I wish that more general managers and ownership played with sort of the, whimsical,
we're gonna go
why
big.
Wouldn't we go for this?
Right.
Because I think most NFL general managers are so scared of their own shadow. They're so scared of being wrong. And here's a new owner who's, on the sidelines, is active, is trying to understand better what's happening within the organization, saying, don't let me stop you. If you think this is the move, make the move. And I can appreciate the sort of ignorance that you have to have in the NFL to make big swings like that, because I just think most teams are just too scared of how fleeting their jobs are, and how, you know, these windows are.
There is a self-preservation that I think comes. I think I probably in my career have overstated it numerous times, but I think it would be silly to overlook the reality of the person in that job going, all right, if I do this and it doesn't work, I'm in real trouble.
Right.
Whereas if I don't do this, and we just sort of keep going.
This could buy me another 2 years.
Right.
Yeah.
Just prolong my shelf life, and like hopefully something good will happen to me and to us in that time, and I'll get even more time. So like, why shorten my own tenure potentially by taking the big swing and missing? Right. I mean, the jobs can be hard to come by. So there is that. So the Bills clinch a playoff spot now. So 6 of the 7 spots are decided. We've got Pittsburgh and Baltimore still fighting it out. And Indianapolis is not dead yet because of Pittsburgh and Baltimore. I guess there's a scenario where Indy could still end up in a wild card spot ahead of Pittsburgh. They're only a game back if they were to win out and Pittsburgh loses out.
And then Baltimore
passes Pittsburgh. In that scenario.
But then who would fall out of the wild card scenario? It would have to be Houston.
I'm sorry. I botched that. Thank you. I screwed that up.
Yeah. So they're out. Indy's out, correct?
They don't have an E there. So there's like a tiebreaker thing. They can still...
So they're technically like it's 1%, but they're alive. They're not completely dead.
Yeah, they don't have an E, right? I'm not wrong there, am I? I think they are still alive.
It would be then, it would have to be Houston losing out, finishing 8-9, them having the tiebreaker over them.
Yeah, I guess that's it.
And Indy plays Jacksonville this week, correct? I believe. We did this yesterday.
Yeah, we're going to continue to do it. Yeah. Who do you want here?
Indianapolis. Who Indy's playing?
Indianapolis has got Jacksonville at home this week.
So,
and they close at Houston.
So we assume... Wait, so they play Houston, you said, Indy?
After Jacksonville.
After Jacksonville. Okay, so Phillip Rivers is going to play football again this week.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, the Bills are clinched. That's the point. I didn't need to confuse everything with like the permutations of the teams, whether they're hanging on to a sliver of life. The Bills are out to be either a wild card or get the, you know, win the division. How hard do you want to go from here? How much do you care about 5, 6, or 7?
They need the 5.
Right?
It's the closest thing they can have to having a home game.
Right.
Is going to Pittsburgh, where Bills fans will fill half of that stadium, and they just came off a game 3-4 weeks ago where they ran the same play 25 times and beat them by 25 points or whatever it was. So, yeah, no, like that's the best case scenario for me, and it might be the best case scenario of any scenario, including the Bills, other than the Bills having a bye week. So I this is how I think I would rank what I'd like to happen to the Bills. Number one is they win the division and they find a way to the one seed and win the one seed. Have the bye week. Mm-hmm. That's your best case scenario. The second best case scenario is playing the Pittsburgh Steelers. And the only way that's happening is if you're the 5.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Because they're going to win their division.
Right.
That's the only way they're going to make the playoffs. So at least that's kind of been my modus operandi. So like, to me, the second best scenario possible on the board for the Bills, other than a bye week, is going to Pittsburgh to play the Steelers.
And you think that's even better than winning the division and being the two?
Correct. And facing
Houston
in the first round. Again, we're not scared of Houston, but if you're telling me, if somebody asks you right now, you could host the Texans in the wild card round or go on the road to the Steelers and you pick the Texans at home, other than you wanting to tailgate and go watch a football game at that stadium, which I could, I guess I could understand. The best route for the Bills to make it to the divisional round is going through Pittsburgh.
If they won the division and got the two, though, you're looking at two home games?
Yeah, sure.
I mean, you got to get through Houston first. I know.
I think the way it sets up, if you're the five, they might end up being at home anyways.
That's the biggest reason to get the five to me.
Yeah.
Like, that to me, I'm asking the question simply because it's a conversation I think fans are going to be having. We're going to hear from people over the next 2 weeks. Rest is so important. You guys always say it, rest is even more important than being at home. And, my name's on that.
Yep.
So, but at the same time, in order to get the opportunity to have the most advantageous looking matchup and potentially still be at home, realistically, the five is where I think you need to live. Because the upsets below you could easily happen.
I think it's the one year I look at and say, this is also the case for everyone in the national media that wants to make this whole playoff about the easiest route Josh Allen's ever going to have. I get what they're saying. I don't agree with it. I think it's arguably, I think there are teams far closer together in this playoff than there have been in the last couple of years when the Bills have faced Skylar Thompson in the first round. Like that, the last 2 years, two of the last 3 years, those Miami teams, I was like, gosh, okay. There's no Miami team
right. In
the wild card round. I mean, maybe you can make the case it's Pittsburgh.
Right.
Right? And they're going to host a playoff game. So out of the three wild card teams, there is no, to me,
right. No
pushover. In fact, I look at those division winners and I think there's a couple of these teams are better than them. So, yeah, I am on team five seed. Get it however you need to, and get on the road, go face the Steelers team, and hey, roll the dice. You might be playing at home anyways.
Right. 803-0550 is the phone number. If you want to get in on this conversation, we would love to have you. We'll have a little time after this timeout. Then we've got Sal Capaccio at 4, Ross Tucker at 5, and the Sabres with Paul Hamilton live in Ottawa with pregame coming your way at 6. He's Nate Geary sitting in for Mike Shope. I am the Bulldog, and this is WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays. sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.